Okay, so you plant a flower bed when you go to Tennessee?
Flower bed, take them up there. Sometimes I'm going to fly up there, and I put the plants in my suitcase.
Mm-hmm.
I got one suitcase that I care for plants. And they're a little roughed up when they get up there, but they'll be all right. Because, again, I use pansies. And pansies are one of the best things. Surefire deal. Now, I've used dianthus. I've used snapdragons, and I've used pansies. The reason pansies are better is because they give a little bloom all winter long. Mm-hmm. And, of course, now, winter up there is colder. See, we're talking, they're up there around pretty well close to your hometown country as far as it's cold. So we're getting talking about 10 degrees and even zero sometimes. Mm-hmm. So it's cold, but pansies will take it. And so pansies are a good safe bet. You want to choose the right pansies. And I stumbled upon the deal the other day that most of the time the faceless pansies are fragrant. Mm-hmm. You know, I think Greg Grant did a little deal on fragrant pansies. One called Universal Deep Yellow is one that is fragrant, actually pretty. It's faceless. In other words, it doesn't have a little face on it, but it's fragrant. The Majestic Yellow, Crystal Bowl, and some of the faceless types are truly fragrant as well. But they give a screaming color all year. And also, interplant bulbs. Mm-hmm. Now, that wouldn't work down here. But they grow real good bulbs up there in Tennessee, tulips. And I planted her some tulip bulbs about 6 years ago, and they're getting thicker and thicker and thicker. And I've never had to replant them again. But a flower bed is good. Now, down here, we can also put in a flower bed, but we've got to be a little bit. They've got dirt up there in Tennessee. They've got soil, you know.
Got a gumbo.
I just kind of like to dig when I'm up there. I can sink a shovel up to the handle down there, you know. Down here, because you have to blast when you're digging. So for that reason, you need to haul in a desirable mix. And also you need to build a raised bed, kind of a raised bed. If you really want to put in a garden, it's really going to be productive.
You call old Malcolm back.
That's exactly what I was getting to. And, lo, here comes Malcolm. I hate to admit it. You know, I hate to say anything nice about him. It taxes me. But he has got the most complete, ready-to-use mix in the area. I just checked with him. It's the rose mix is one of the best for this area if you want to put in a rose garden. For goodness sake, when you go to all this trouble and expense, put it in the full sun.
Oh.
Don't put it in the shade like McDonald's.
That's the reason they're skinny, isn't it?
That's right. Put them in the full sun. So choose your location well, and then get you a good mix. And like I said, old Beck sells it for $30 a cubic yard.
And that's a bunch.
And that's a rose. And it's a $35 delivery fee. So if you wanted, say, 2 yards, that'd be $60 plus
$35. Or your neighbor's pickup.
It'd be about $100 for a real nice flower bed. Now, he also tells me that he sells the all sorts of cross ties and landscape timber to make these raised beds construction. So he can give you a one-drop deal.
You bet.
Or you can go out there and haul your own. So I hate to admit it, but Malcolm's got a good mix out there, and especially if you want to put in a quick fix for a flower bed like that. But
Malcolm's good with horse manure.
That's right. Yeah. He's good with manure, any kind of debris or waste material. Malcolm can. He epitomizes the old saying, one man's garbage is another man's treasure. I mean, he has made a fortune off of that kind of thing.
Well,
so anyway, put you in a flower bed for your mother. Or your loved one, even your wife might like one, or you, for yourself, for goodness
sake. Sure.
You know, do it for yourself. And remember our saying for the day, the reward of a thing well done is to have done it.
There you are.
Think about that.
I like that.
The reward of a thing well done is to have done it.
Get after it.
So don't be sitting on your laurels and saying, I wish I'd have put in my old dead mama flower
bed.
Right. She ain't
going
to like it when
she's
gone.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Okay, Parsons, thank you very much. Good suggestions from Dr. Jerry Parsons. He's area vegetable specialist with the Extension Service.
Next time,
and he's
going to
join
gifts.
Us on Thursday. Better gifts yet.
Better gifts yet.
Better things
They're
are coming.
Better.
From Dr. Jerry Parsons.